圣灵就是在第五十天降临下来的，所以今天刚好是犹太节的犹太人的逾越节之后的第五十天的第一个主日，所以今天是五旬节主日。
And ever since, the church has never been the same.
自从第一个五旬节教会刚开始第一个五旬节到现在，教会就极大的改变了。
And so I like to think about, okay, what does that mean for our life? So today's message is going to deal with our response to the Spirit of God in our midst, in our lives.
那这个对我们有什么意义呢？我们今天的信息就是讲到跟我们相关的。
Yeah, you know this verse here from Zechariah?
你看这屏幕上这个经文，这是从撒迦利亚书来的。
Right. We're reminded that anything that is of significance that comes in and through us is born of the Spirit.
提醒我们，就我们身上真正发生的一些重大的结果成就，其实都从圣灵来的。
Right. So the text today, I'll take a moment, and if you want to read it with me, this is our text. But by way of introduction, I just want to be honest with you that this message is really, I think, specifically dealing with me today.
Yeah. 我今天想要讲的，其实我后来在准备过程发现，其实都是针对我自己来讲的。
And as I was preparing this message, I remember when I was in high school and I got involved with a fight after school.
我在准备的时候就想起我在高中的时候有一次在学校里跟人打架。
And as a young person, I kind of naively assumed that I could handle this bully that was harassing me.
我在那个时候呢，我就觉得我有个人有个同学欺负我，我觉得我是有能力可以抵挡他的。
But I was defeated.
但是我没打不过他。
Very quickly.
很快的我就输了。
Very embarrassingly.
打输得很惨。
There's a big crowd. You know how it is at school. I don't know. Maybe you were, you know, raised in Asia, but here, you know, everybody comes out if there's a fight after school, and it's sometimes pretty ugly.
在那个时候，学校里有人打架，一大群人都出来看热闹，所以我呢输得很丢脸。
Right. Yeah, I really lost face. And so it was a reminder of me that at that point in my life, I needed to fail.
Yeah. 我觉得在我那段人生那段阶段的时候呢，这个失败对我来讲其实是个好事。
And I think, I don't know if you can relate to that, but sometimes you don't know that you need to go through something humiliating, some failure, until afterwards when you look back and you think, oh, Lord, thank you. Yeah.
所以我们的人生常常要经历一些失败的经历或者一些丢脸的经历，经过那样子你才会成长，才会有一个突破。
So as we prepare for today's message in honor of the Holy Spirit, I just want to say an opening prayer.
所以我们今天的信息尤其是在这个五旬节的主日说，我想开始我们现在有个祷告。
Lord, we thank you today for gracing us with the Spirit of God.
主，我们谢谢你，我们今天你让圣灵在我们当中。
And we pray that the Spirit of God would have its way with us and each and every heart here gathered with us.
我们求主的灵与我们每一个人同在。
We know that life is so much better because the Spirit has come.
我们知道因着圣灵的降临，我们的生活有了极大的改变。
So we acknowledge the presence of the Spirit of God today.
我们承认圣灵在我们当中。
And we pray that you would guide us and fill us each and every heart here today.
我们求圣灵充满引导我们在座的每一个人的心。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Feel free to read this with me in English.I'm going to read kind of quickly because the message is not short. All right. Okay, so here we go. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him.What are you arguing with them about? He asked. A man in the crowd answered, Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not.You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, Jesus said, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. And his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? And he replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. Yeah. Like many of us, Jesus' disciples had reached a point in their journey with him where things were not smooth and easy any longer.
我们的人生常常经历到不顺的时候，这里这一段让我们看见耶稣的使徒，他们也碰上他们没办法解决的事情了。
And Mark, weeks past, alerted us to this evolution that things are going to get tough, and so we see talk about bearing your cross and denying yourself and these kind of things.
所以马可福音在之前，我们上两个星期讲到。 耶稣对马可福音记载，要他的门徒背起他的十字架，能够舍己背十字架跟从主。
And I think many of us will be able to identify with this reality, especially those that have known and tried to follow Jesus for years.
我相信在座，如果你认识基督，而且尝试着跟从基督的话，你一定会经历这类似的事情。
It seems like when you first begin to respond to the Holy Spirit, first begin to believe, things seem to just wonderful, amazing. Yeah.
就像你刚刚信主的时候，刚刚接触到接触福音，刚认识主的时候，一切都是好美好的，好像就像一个蜜月期一样。
And you begin to recognize that God is present in your life, and it's exciting.
你感觉到神就在你的生活中，非常的兴奋。
And you're beginning to see life through a new lenses.
你看你的生活，就好像有个新的视角了。
But if you continue to be faithful, responding to the voice of the Spirit, after a while, trials, challenges come your way.
但你如果跟从主了一段日子以后，你就发现这个挑战就来了。
And that's what's happening here as Jesus and the three walk down the mountain. We call it the Mount of Transfiguration.
这段事情发生的背景就是耶稣带着他的三个门徒从那个变化山上下来之后的第二天。
Says verse 14, when they came to the other disciples, that's Jesus, James, John, and Peter, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them.
所以就耶稣带着他的三个门徒下山之后呢，发现他的其他那九个门徒还有一大堆人在那讨，在那辩论起些什么东西，围在一起。
As best we can tell, this is on the next day.
因为这是他下山之后的第二天。
And so this is right after that amazing time that the three had with Jesus on the top of that mountain.
还记得之前那一天，那三个门徒在山上跟耶稣一起发生什么事情吗？那段登山变相的经历是非常美好的。
And what do they encounter but religious leaders with the other nine apostles arguing about something?
那下了山，他们发现那另外那九个门徒和一些宗教领袖就在那辩论。
And Jesus, of course, is not sure what's happening yet.
耶稣就不知道他们在辩论些什么。
And as soon as all the people saw Jesus, we read, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him.
那些人看见耶稣来了，那就很高兴，就跑过来去，就到耶稣面前来。
So we get the idea Jesus and the three have come upon them unexpectedly. 这是上面的，这是没有期待的，unexpectedly. but maybe coming just in time.
所以他们觉得，哎，耶稣好像没有在他们期待之间突然到他们面前来了，然后就突然间就过来了。
And maybe it's a little bit like when the parents leave some of the older siblings in charge when they go on a date and things don't go so well in the family.
这个情景好像什么呢？就好像一个父母出去约会，然后让家里的孩子让老大来带着其他的这个弟弟妹妹。
Things got a little bit crazy when the parent is away.
对，父母离开了，那个家里就乱套了。
And so when the parent appears, reappears, some of the kids, you know, they run and rush to greet them.
所以当父母回来的时候，这家里的孩子好高兴见到爸爸妈妈回来了。
And so Jesus asked them in verse 16, "Well, what are you arguing about?"
所以耶稣就问他们说，你们在辩论什么呢？
Jesus may have also directed this question not only at the 12, but maybe even some of the religious leaders there.
所以耶稣这个问题不光是问他那个门徒的，他也是问在场的宗教领袖的。
And reading between the lines, I think they're arguing about, do these apostles of Jesus have the authority to deal with these kind of dark forces?
所以我猜，我们从上下文来看，可能他们当时辩论的就是，或者宗教领袖跟耶稣的门徒辩论就是，耶稣你们到底有没有这个属灵的能力可以赶鬼？
And so I think a fair answer to that question is maybe not.
从结果来看，好像他们确实赶不出来。
That the nine were over their heads.
这九个好像当时就没办法控制场面了。
But before the disciples have time to offer any kind of explanation, Mark gives us more.
那九个还没来得及说话来解释当时发生什么事情，马可这里记载有别人说话了。
And there's this man in the crowd that speaks up.
有一个人在人群里面，他就说话了。
And he says, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech."
所以有一个人群中有一个人就回来，就对耶稣说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着。”
And then he describes what is going on with his son.
然后下面就描述这个他儿子的遭遇多惨。
And the father underscores, "Hey, I brought them to your." Disciples, but they were unsuccessful. They couldn't deal with it.
他强调就是这个爸爸把他的孩子带到耶稣那九个门徒那块，那九个门徒把那个鬼赶不出去。
And you get the feeling that okay, the consensus among the crowd is, well, we thought, you know, these are your disciples, Jesus, so we thought they could handle it.
他当时大家的公认就是说，耶稣的门徒是有可以赶鬼的，所以当他把这个儿子带到耶稣的门徒，发现他们赶不出去，他就很失望了。
As we look at this account in Mark, comparing it with Matthew and Luke here, we learn that this is a boy that's the only child of his father.
所以我们读的其他的福音，像马太和路加福音里面有记载，这个孩子呢，这个爸爸呢，只有这个唯一的孩子。
And Mark and Luke describe the boy's physical condition with convulsions and foaming at the mouth, grinding of the teeth, and all that.
对，这福音里面记载，就这个孩子怎么个。他被这个鬼附什么景象呢？就是他会抽风，他口吐白沫，在地上打滚。
Yeah, father's son seemingly possessed by a demon.
这看上去是被鬼附了。
So if we compare these accounts, we learn that the boy had suffered epileptic-like seizures.
所以有这个孩子得的病，被鬼附，但他现象有点像癫痫这个病啊。
And for many years since he was a young child,
他很小就被鬼附了。
It's so bad that this condition has robbed this child now of any ability to communicate with others.
到一个程度，这个孩子被鬼附，他也没办法和别人沟通。
So can you imagine if that was your child?
你想，如果那是你的孩子，你会怎样？
While Jesus and the three were still, you know, coming down off the mountain, apparently this kind of situation wasn't so easy to handle.
所以耶稣到山上，从山上下来后，到这里看见。他们这个情况就觉得这个情况是不太容易的。
Yeah, the expectation was that these faithful followers of Jesus could, in Jesus' name, cure and heal this situation.
当时人群或者那个父亲 的期待就是说，这些人是跟从耶稣的，他们就可以把这鬼赶出来。
Because they've been publicly recognized as Jesus' appointed representatives.
你还记得耶稣以前曾经把他的门徒两个两个的差派出去传道赶鬼吗？
And so we read, "Teacher, I brought you, my son," means that I brought your closest disciples, and so they're just assuming that, you know, they can handle this.
所以这个父亲觉得把这个孩子带到耶稣的门徒这里，就是带到了耶稣面前，因为那些门徒就是耶稣的代表。
Remember Mark chapter 6 verse 7 when Jesus sent his disciples out in his name?
你还记得, 马可福音, 以前六章七节曾记载耶稣派他的差派他的门徒出去吗?
We read there that Jesus called his 12 to him, gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
你还记得马太福音十章一节那里记载耶稣叫他的十二个门徒差派他们出去赐给他们权柄可以医病赶鬼。
So this was a new challenge, or was it? They faced something like this before, right?
对，自己想到他们以前赶过鬼吗？肯定是赶过的，因为圣经上记载他们赶出过鬼，对吧？回来还跟耶稣报信，很高兴的。但是呢，这次怎么回事呢？这是个新的挑战吗？
The only thing new in this situation was that they were unsuccessful.
这一次唯一的不同就是赶不出去。
Right?For earlier in Jesus' training, they went out, they did have power and authority to drive out demons and to heal in Jesus' name.
他们以前都赶出去了，奉耶稣的名，什么鬼都赶了。
Yeah. So when they, you know, failed, they were perplexed, they were humiliated, they were probably agitated.
那这次他们赶不出去，他们就非常困惑，非常失望，可能觉得非常丢脸。
But then, the hero shows up. Jesus shows up.
然后这个时候、right? 拯救他们的来了耶稣来了。
And though the crowd and the religious leaders have kind of stirred up trouble and creating kind of a climate of questioning and doubt, there are many when they see Jesus, suddenly there's hope.
所以当时人群可能觉得哎好像或者宗教领袖好像在看戏一样的还来笑话这些门徒。但突然间耶稣来的时候众人又觉得哎好像又有希望了。
So it's in this context that the Father speaks up and says, Jesus, really, please do something.
在这个场景下那个父亲就说话了耶稣啊求你做点什么。
And evidently, compounding this physical condition, epileptic seizures, there's this demon stirring up trouble with the boy.
所以这个鬼附在这个孩子身上看到好像是癫痫但实际上他是被鬼附的。
To the point of destruction, that's how much harassment from this dark force.
他自己说这个鬼把这个孩子屡次丢在火里水里想弄死他。
The spirit sees the boy dominating him, abusing this child.
所以这个鬼不仅是附在这个孩子身上而且是虐待他。
And as I thought about that, I thought, oh yeah, so the thief, that's the evil one, comes, John 10:10, to steal and kill and destroy.
所以圣经约翰福音第十章十节这里记载说盗贼就是指的魔鬼哈盗贼来要做三件事偷窃杀害和毁坏。
Now, this wasn't just a short period of time, this has gone on for years.
这个不是一段短时间的事而且这个时间这个孩子从小他就被鬼附一直到他大都是这样子的遭遇。
So when Jesus is in the midst of all of this pandemonium and all the failure and embarrassment of his own 12 apostles and then what the religious leaders are saying, I think it's overwhelming to his spirit.
让耶稣 overwhelming to Jesus' spirit?
I think, you know, he has a reaction to that.
所以当耶稣看到这些情况对吧看他当时那些人围着那个父亲的这个急迫然后他的门徒赶不出去他的灵里面有一些反应。
I mean, think about it as a parent. If you're a parent here, you've invested years of your life with your kids. And you tried to open up the scripture to them and care for them and challenge them. And how do you feel when they fail miserably?
所以就想象假设你在你家里在属灵上带领你的儿女很多年把神的主的话教导他们然后后来有一天发现他们失败得很惨你会怎么想
Most parents are not like, oh, it's okay, honey. No, most parents aren't doing that.
我相信你不会鼓掌叫好说嗨孩子你做得真棒。
If you're someone with flesh and blood, if you're a real person, and you love these kids, and you only want the best for them, it at times it really brings you to a level of agitation.
所以一个正常人一个正常父母肯定不会是在看到你孩子失败你会鼓掌叫好的你肯定是心里不舒服的。
They failed.
他的门徒耶稣门徒这里就失败了。
And so Jesus deeply grieved. He says, "Oh, unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you?"
所以这里记载说，耶稣就心里忧伤，就说：“哎，不幸的世代，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？”
As a parent, have you ever said something like that?
你作为一个父母，你有没有对你的孩子说这样说过类似的话
？Anybody here?
有没有人愿意承认的
？Right, Even the best parents, right?
是，即便最好的父母也会有碰到这种时候的。
So that's what's happening at this moment.
所以这个就是当时发生的这个情形。
But some others might, you know, maybe you haven't raised kids before, so maybe you're thinking, whoa, Jesus, you're over the top, you know, why are you so harsh, so dramatic at this moment?
可能有人读经读到这里就说，哇，耶稣，你为什么对你的门徒这么挑剔啊，这么苛刻啊？
Right. And then, is he just talking to the 12 or is he talking to all the people there? I wonder.
有人说这个不信的世代是指的门，那十二个门徒说的呢，还是指的众人说，就是不十二门徒之外的众人说的呢？
So as we reflect on Jesus' response, I think that some of the Psalms come to mind about the cries of the psalmist when they lament how frustrated they are.
所以我在读经，我在思考这段时间，我就想起诗篇里面有诗篇的作者对于类似的情景，他们发出的悲叹。
We see that God's people for centuries.They bring their raw emotions to God in prayer, and we find those wonderful prayers in the book of Psalms.
So, 我们在圣经里面，在诗篇里面看到很多诗篇的作者，他们当时描绘的情景。
And they cry out to God about how terrible things are at that moment.
他们就是在他们在神面前，其实就是哭诉啊，
right?
就是他的情况光景不好，在神面前就哭诉一场。
And sometimes it's a faithful lover of God that is crying out against his own people.
有时候他的哭诉的抱怨的对象是他自己的人民。
Lamenting their disobedience and their hardness of heart.
为着他的那些人民，他的不顺服，他们刚硬的心而向神哭诉。
Right. So now Jesus, he's vocalizing this same raw emotion toward his own disciples and maybe the crowd as well.
所以我觉得这里耶稣说这个不信的时代，他这个悲伤的心情是对着他那个门徒说的，当然也可能包括其他的世人当时在的。
Oh God, how long? Right? That's his cry. Until they understand, until they begin to take prayer seriously.
意思就是他们这样，这些门徒还要这种情景要多久呢？他们不认真的来祷告。
Look at all the destruction this dark force is doing on this boy. It's very frustrating at that moment.
尤其看到这个鬼对这个小孩做的这些事情，让耶稣非常的沮丧。
Yeah, there, beautiful. He's disappointed. Jesus is grieved.
所以耶稣也失望，他也哀伤。
And I think that maybe I don't often reflect enough on when I walk in that way, unbelief, prayer.Prayerless, and it's true even in my own life at times. When I think that it's okay to live that way, how does it affect Jesus?
我就通过这情景，我就想到我自己会不会像这个门徒一样，过一个不祷告、不相信的生活？那我这样的生活会怎么去影响耶稣的心情呢？
We're told in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
希伯来书十一章六节里面说，人非有信，不能讨主神的喜悦。
And I understand faith in this context that without this living, active, dynamic faith where you are walking with God, listening, responding by faith, I think faith in that context.
这里的信心不是说啊，我听说有神，我相信有神那个简单的信心，这个是每天与主同行的那个信心。
Right. The day-to-day experience that a follower of Jesus would have, either a life of faith or a life of trusting in your own ways.
这个信心就是不是说这个信心就是让你不会只相信你自己的能力，而是信靠神的能力。
We also, as we continue to read through the gospel, we get an idea that when we live that way, we really limit what the Spirit of God can do in and through us.
我们如果过一个没有信心的生活呢，我们也就限制了圣灵能够在我们身上的工作，或者借着我们能够做的工作。
And some of us, we might recollect, okay, what happened when Jesus went back to his hometown, and we read there in Matthew that he couldn't do many mighty works there. Why? Because of their unbelief.
我们记得耶稣有一次回他自己的家乡拿撒勒，因为当地的人的不信，耶稣也不能够做什么神迹。
So wouldn't that same reality apply in my life, in your life as well? He couldn't do many marvelous, amazing things in your family, in your life, because of unbelief.
所以同样这个讲经文也可以运用在我们自己身上。当我们的心里是个不信的心的时候，神也不会在你身上或者借着你在你的家庭中做任何奇妙的作为。
At that moment, Jesus must have thought, well, who among my disciples who actually prays and lives this life of faith?
耶稣当时可能就想说，他这门徒里面到底有谁是真心的在那祷告呢？
And so in a tone of resignation, Jesus says, okay, bring the boy to me.
所以耶稣好像自己很无奈说，好，把孩子带到我这里来吧。
And so it says in verse 20, so they brought the boy to Jesus.
所以他们就把孩子带到耶稣面前来。
And then we read, when the Spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground, rolled around, foaming at the mouth.
所以这里记载说，那个鬼一见耶稣，鬼就叫那个孩子重重的抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。
In verse 21, we read, Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, the man answered, it has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. Wow.
所以耶稣就问这个孩子的父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他。
I mean, I can't imagine that as a father. This oppression, this demonic oppression has been going on for years.
所以作为一个父亲，我很难想象，如果这是碰到我，我会怎么办？
And evidently this impure spirit seeing Christ is provoked and he exhibits his contempt for Jesus.
所以我们想，这个鬼一看见耶稣，他就被刺激到了，他就好像他藐视耶稣一样。
And it's almost like he's putting on a performance when Jesus is about to expel him.
所以他知道耶稣要把他赶出去了，他要最后做一个垂死的挣扎。
Evidently, the impure spirit does not want to leave.
所以明白，很明显，这个鬼他不想出去。
Evidently, this demon has gotten accustomed to living with this boy.
所以这个鬼就很喜欢住在这个孩子身上。
Right. And so, you know,It senses that maybe he's going to be, this demon senses he's going to be no match for Jesus. So
这个鬼他可能觉得自己肯定打抵不过耶稣的能力的。
Because most of the demons we read earlier in the book of Mark, when they see Jesus, they know automatically, oh, this is the Holy One of God.
所以我们记得在以前的圣经里面记载，当所有的鬼他一看见耶稣的时候，他马上就知道这个是神的儿子，自己是打不过的。
So it senses its time is up, this is going to be bad.And so, he's like, if I'm gonna go, not without a fight.
所以他知道自己肯定会被赶出去的，所以他要垂死，要做挣扎一下，也要做个秀出来。
Right? And so, you know, this performance, you know, all of this drama as the demon is being expelled from the boy.
所以他在被赶出去之前，他就让那个孩子又是口吐白沫，在地上翻来覆去，又重重的抽风，他最后垂死挣扎一下，他才走。
And the demon must be thinking, okay, if I gotta go, I'm going kicking and screaming.
所以他想，我要走，我也要，光荣的出去。
even if it kills the boy.
即便把那孩子杀了，他也无所谓。
And so we see the intent of these dark forces is literally to destroy people.
所以你看，他这个鬼在，他根本不会管这个人活的还是死了的。
And we get a sense maybe that.As Jesus continues his ministry, the resistance from dark forces is escalating.
So we can 看到耶稣在他之后的这个传道的这个生涯中，这个仇敌魔鬼的势力会的反扑会越来越强。
And we see this if we look in even in the stories of the Old Testament. I think about Moses.
我在这里讲到这，我就想到摩西的故事。
And I won't talk too long about it, but I just remember as he'sDealing with Pharaoh, there's this whole long process that goes on, and Pharaoh just keeps resisting and keeps resisting, hardening his heart.
So, 可以记得摩西在要带百姓离开埃及的时候，然后那个法老说让他去，又不让他去，说让他去，又不让他去，结果法老的心一次比一次硬。
So, before a tremendous deliverance, sometimes there's this growing resistance from the dark forces.
所以最后。法老不得不让犹太人离开埃及，离开埃及了。但是神也是经历了十次的大灾，让法老，好像法老 表演了一场秀似的哈，最后不得不让犹太人走了。
And just before Jesus exercises this dark spirit, his father says, "But if you can do anything, Jesus, take pity on us and help us."
但这里还有一点哈，这个父亲在他这个孩子得医治之前，他说了一句话，他说：“你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。”
So witnessing the inability of the apostles, these nine, his father also, you know, he's doubting, he's struggling himself.
所以我们看见这个做父亲的，他看着那九个门徒都赶不出这个鬼，他心里开始怀疑了。
So he says, "If you can."
他说：“如果你可以，如果你能的话。”
Have compassion on us, Jesus.
求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
I think maybe the man doesn't know Jesus that well then.
我猜这个人可能并不是真的很认识耶稣啊。
Right. And seeing his disciples' inability, it would make sense for this father to have some doubt.
所以你可以理解哈，他看到耶稣，他觉得那九个门徒都是耶稣的代表嘛，他们都赶不出去，那耶稣能不能赶出去呢？他也不是很确定。
So it wouldn't be surprising for the father to not have been influenced even by the skepticism of the religious leaders that are, you know, arguing with the disciples.
所以这个爸爸也可能是被旁边的宗教领袖他们的言论所影响，觉得说，哎，那些人就怀疑，就来挑战耶稣的门徒，所以他可能想着他搞不好他们说的也是对的。
And so Jesus responds with, "If you can."
耶稣就回应他说。你若能。
Okay, so let's put this in context. The father says, "If you can," and Jesus' response is, "Well, if you can."
在这个圣经上，那个信字是要打了个括号的哈，原文是没有这个信字的哈。
Right.
所以当这个父亲说“你若能”，耶稣回应他一个反问，就说“你若能”。
And I wonder if that word is still appropriate to us as followers of Jesus today.
所以这句话对我们在现在跟从耶稣的人还是一样的。耶稣反问你一句，你若能，能后面打个空的，你要填字了。
Yeah. If I come to him in prayer and I bring a big problem to him, I say, "Lord, if only you can," I wonder if the word back from him might be, "Well, if you can." Right.
当我们祷告带了一个大大的问题到耶稣面前说，主啊，你若能帮我解决了哈。耶稣回你就说，你若能。后面空格，你往里填个什么字啊
？Right. In other words, we're participants with him as he does his delivering, saving work. We're not passive. We're very much called into the actions and the deliverance ourselves.
所以神要我们参与在他的救恩里面啊，而不是旁观。你不能就是神让你做好了，我来享受。你要参与，你怎么参与呢？你要信。
Yeah, Jesus will not allow us to sit back and be passive.
你不要在那做个旁观者啊。
So he says, "What do you mean if I can?" Right? Yeah. And so we just talked about all that. So let me go through this. Jesus is redirecting the father's doubtful request back on to the father and maybe to the crowd there as well.
所以耶稣借着这个反问句，让这个父亲来思想一下，就是他该有什么角色。
For know what Jesus then says.
我们看耶稣下面说的话哈。
Read it with me in English.
跟着一起读英文。
Everything is possible for him who believes.
耶稣说在信的人凡事都能。
So the real question Jesus says is, will you and I believe? Yeah. Will you believe?
耶稣这里的真正的问题就是是不是大家包括你自己都能够信。
Jesus here underscoring anything is possible for the one who believes in God.
耶稣这里强调的是在信的人凡事都能。
And we're not just talking about I believe Jesus saved me from my sin. No, we're talking about a life of faith where we're interacting with God, like your prayer this morning, this sister right here, a life of interaction with God. That kind of life of faith.
所以这里讲的信心哈，不光是说。啊，我知道耶稣是救赎主，他救了我，赦免我的罪，给我永生。不光是呢，而是在每天的生活中，在你的生命中，你与主同行的那个信心是每一天的。
So I wonder if we believe that. I wonder if I believe how much I believe that.
我就在想说，我自己有没有做到像他这样相信神
？Anything is possible for the one who believes in God and what God can do in and through us.
对，这里说在信的人凡事都能。
right? Jesus responds to believing faith. All things seemingly impossible are possible.
所以耶稣这里讲的是在生活中如果你信神的话所有不可能的事情都有可能。
Right? Possible with God.
因为是神在那里。
Possible through believing faith.
因为你的相信的这个信心所以都有可能。
Possible as exercised through our prayers.
因着你的在祷告中所以这些都有可能。
Made possible as they are fueled in this kind of prayer and fasting, what we might call focused fasting.
所以借着你的禁食祷告借着你专注的祷告一切不可能的事都变成有可能。
So let's look at the Father's response to that.
那我们来看这个父亲的回应。
He says something I think is unforgettable.
他说的话我觉得谁也很难让人忘记。
Immediately the boy's father said, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
但这里记载说孩子的父亲立时喊着说我信但我信不足求主帮助。
That's one of those verses you never forget.
这一段圣经对我们来讲是很难忘记的。
Because it's so honest.
因为它非常的诚实。
I believe, but Lord, I'm still struggling here.
他说我信但我是信不足。
Right? Yeah. Help my unbelief.
求你帮助我的不够的信心。
Struggling to fully believe.
他没办法完全的相信。
Yeah, I believe, Lord, but I'm struggling here.
我相信，但我还是有不信的心在里面。
Right? Yeah. Isn't this the dilemma that all of us face on many days of our lives?
我们的生命每天不也是这样子的吗？
We believe, but maybe not fully.
我们相信，但没有完全的相信。
Maybe not faithfully or holistically.
没有那么强的信心，没有好的完整的信心。
Not faith as it's integrated in our day-to-day life and attitudes and actions. That kind of living faith.
那个活的信心没有在我们的生活中的每大事小事中完全的彰显出来。
Right? I think that's kind of the faith we're talking about here today.
这里说的就是那样一个信心。
We're still like the 12 here, still struggling to overcome unbelief.
我们就好像这个门徒一样，还是有一些不信在里面。
So Jesus is not, he's not rebuking them because there's doubt. Okay?
耶稣不会是因为他们有一些疑惑就来责备他们。
Don't misunderstand Jesus. We all, if we're honest, there's times we struggle with doubt.
我们如果诚实的话，我们每一个人都会有怀疑的时候。
So that's not what we're talking about here.
对，我们今天不是讲重点，不是讲这个。
Right? The father has got insight here. The boy's father says, I believe.But I'm still struggling, Lord.
就像这个父亲说的，我相信，但我的信不足。
Right? And to such people, honest people like that, Jesus calls them to go ahead and exercise faith at whatever level you possess.
所以耶稣对于他的这个情况就是说，你照着你现在的信心的程度来进行。
Right? And Mark goes on to add in verse 25, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
所以耶稣看见众人都跑上来 就斥责那乌鬼说你这个聋哑的鬼我吩咐你从他里头出来再不要进去。
Let's consider for a moment the word of a king.
我们就想想一个皇帝所说的话。
Jesus' authoritative word.
耶稣的话就带有权柄。
We read in Ecclesiastes where the word of a king is, there is power.
所以在传道书里面说王的话都带着能力。
And so Jesus goes into action now because he sees that, you know, more and more people are rushing forward and Jesus is never about putting on a show.
耶稣看见这些人过来了他就吩咐这个鬼出去。
So as he sees more and more people rushing, getting closer, he acts.
耶稣在看见这么多人围上来他就采取行动了。
And he commands the unclean spirit.
他就吩咐那个鬼。
Just take a hike.
叫他出去吧。
Go. Yeah. No, he doesn't stop and pray. Jesus doesn't stop and pray, even though this message is all about faith and believing prayer. But Jesus doesn't stop and pray.
所以耶稣在这里并没有说停下来要祷告一下，因为他有权柄。
He gives the word. He's the king. He's called the Christ. He gives his word. His authoritative word, and There we go.
他只要一吩咐，那个鬼就必须遵行。
And this unclean spirit was at that moment forced to leave.
所以那个鬼就被这样赶出去了。
Because he encountered the Holy One of God who is over all principalities, all powers.
因为这个鬼看知道耶稣的权柄是比他大得多的。
And it seems what Jesus' disciples could not do, Jesus does with a simple command. Yeah.
因为他的门徒做不到，所以耶稣就给了一个简单的命令。
Right. I just think it's so interesting that he doesn't stop and pray.
我就觉得很有意思，耶稣在这里他并没有停下来，他自己来祷告。
Don't you think that's interesting? He's asking them to pray, but he doesn't stop and pray.
他跟门徒说这一类的鬼你要禁食祷告才能赶出去，但是他自己并没有用不着禁食祷告。
Because his whole life is a prayer.
因为他的每天，他的生活每天生命中就是祷告。
For people like that, you don't have to stop and pray. You're in constant fellowship, communion, reliance upon the Father. You don't need to stop and pray. Your whole life is prayer.
所以耶稣的生命每一天每时每刻都在祷告，都在与上帝的交通中。所以在这里他用不着专门停下来在祷告才能把这个鬼赶出去。
But the dark spirit still puts on a show. He shrieks, convulsed him violently, and then comes out.
那鬼还要再挣扎一下才能出去哈。他这里记载说，他鬼就喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，然后这鬼就出去了。
This impure spirit's not happy, so he's going to put on a final performance.
所以这鬼他不高兴，所以他临走还要再表演一下。
Not about to leave quietly.
他要让大家知道他在那儿，所以他尖叫。
And he probably thinks to himself, if I can't have the boy, you know, I'll leave him dead.
那可能他肯定会想说。反正我要走了，我也不管这孩子是死是活了。
So evidently that takes a toll on this young boy.
所以那孩子身体肯定受不了这样子，最后这样折腾一下。
And as people got near him, they didn't see him moving, and some of them presumed, well, is he dead?
所以就可能那孩子倒在地上也身体没有任何的反应。一般人看去之后，这可能这孩子就死了。
But Jesus would not allow that.
但耶稣不会允许这样的事情发生。
He would not allow the spirit.To take the boy's life.
他不会允许这个鬼把这个孩子的命拿走。
This authoritative word of Jesus, Jesus is going to have the last word.
所以耶稣的话才是最后的话。
Mark goes on to write, but Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him to his feet, and he stood up.
但耶稣，圣经马可记载说，耶稣拉着他的手，扶他起来，他就站起来了。
We see the compassion of the healer.
我们看见耶稣他的慈悲的心。
Jesus reaches down,
他就伸手
takes him by the hand,
所以那个孩子当时躺在地上的话，耶稣还得弯下腰伸手把他扶起来
lifts him to his feet,
把他扶他站起来
helps him to stand,
帮助他站起来
kind of like he did in my life, in your life, when we started responding to the good news of the gospel.
这就很像在我们的 你我的生活中，当我们回应福音的时候，就好像同样的发生在我们身上。
We have a real sense that he did all of those things in our life. He reached down, he took us by the hand, he helped us to our feet, helped us to stand.
所以耶稣就在我们每个人生活中拉着我们的手扶我们起来，我们就站起来了。
And we see that the beauty of those kind of miracles even in the Psalms themselves. David testified, For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God.In the light of life.
所以像大卫在诗篇中也有类似的记载，他说因为你救56篇13节说，因为你救了我的命脱离死亡，你岂不是救护我的脚不跌倒，使我在生命光中行在神的面前吗？
And Luke tells us they were amazed at the greatness of God.
所以路加这里记载说当时的人看见就觉得非常的神奇。
And the closing verses says, Then after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, Why couldn't we drive it out?
下面继续有讲说耶稣进了房子门徒就暗暗地问他说为什么我们不能赶出那个鬼呢？
Lord, we have driven them out before when you sent us out, when you commissioned us. Why were we so powerless?
门徒很奇怪就说以前我们赶鬼都赶出去了为什么这个鬼赶不出去
I think that's a good question.
我觉得这个非常好的问题啊。
Right? Jesus, you sent us out before, we didn't have trouble before, so what's up? How come we couldn't prevail?
所以门徒问的很对对吧他们以前赶鬼都 一赶一个，这但是碰到这个就赶不出去。
So you have to read between the lines.
所以我们要看看上下文他怎么说了哈。
I think maybe because they were trusting in their commission or this gift that Jesus had prayed over them before, and so, or maybe they were trusting in past successes, or maybe they thought, no, we're okay, we've done this before, and so they presumed that we can handle this.
所以就是我猜想他当时在的情况怎么样呢？可能他以前也赶过，现在以前能赶，现在再来重做一次，就是照着以前的经验和以前的这个成就，我重新再来一次，会不会是这样想呢？他们。
And then he explains, this kind can come out only by prayer.
那耶稣这一类的鬼必须要祷告才能赶得出来。
And then some of the older versions we see that they also mention prayer and fasting.
有不同的书卷记载说自己要禁食祷告才能赶出去。
So Jesus underscores the necessity of faithful prayer. Prayer full of faith.
所以耶稣强调这里的祷告是要充满信心的祷告。
Yeah, even if it's imperfect faith.
即便你的信心不完全。
Right. So what kind of dark powers is he talking about? He said this kind.
那耶稣说这一类的鬼他指的是哪一类呢？
Evidently, there are different levels of satanic oppression and opposition that we encounter in life at times.
所以就强调这个鬼有分级别的哈。
And so, in cases like this, the demon has been entrenched in this boy's life for years and years, and so it's not going to be so easy to deal with.
所以这个鬼想这个在这个孩子从他小时候就附在他身上了，所以很在这个孩子身上。经营了这么多年，建立一个坚固的堡垒，是的，不是那么容易出去的。
And I guess the nine disciples presumed they could just say, "Hey, in Jesus' name, go," and nothing happened.
我想那个九个门徒根据以往的经验，是吧？碰到一个鬼，一吩咐出去，他就得出去。那这个鬼他不愿意。
And so it reminded me of that story in the book of Acts. We find it in Acts chapter 19, where there's this high priest. His name was Sceva.He had seven sons. Sorry, I didn't put that in your notes.
Oh, that's okay.
But I got it here, okay? And they failed miserably when they tried to, in Jesus' name, cast out demons.
Yeah, 我们在这个《使徒行传》第十九章里面记载，当时有一个犹太的祭司长叫士基瓦，他有七个儿子，他们看着耶稣的门徒可以赶鬼，所以他们觉得有样学样，他们也去赶鬼。他们就见了鬼，他就说我奉保罗所传的耶稣的名吩咐那鬼出去。
And they failed miserably.
他也赶不出去，为什么呢？
And they were humiliated and beaten up.
他们不仅赶不出去，还被那鬼打一顿，把衣服也剥了。
Right? So presumption is a dangerous thing.
所以赶鬼是个危险的活哈。
That you know that word presumption, where you presume that you can handle this、
okay.
if you say the right word or you、mm-hmm. say the right prayer, and、mm-hmm. so presumption is a dangerous thing.
所以假设就是你看着别人，你一葫芦画瓢是个危险的事儿。在这个情况下，你看着别人这样说，他就赶出去了，你就说那我也来，那这个对你来讲可能很有危险的。
Nevertheless, Jesus said, for this kind, you need to pray.
但是不管怎么样，耶稣说这一类的鬼你必须祷告才能赶出去。
What kind of prayer? A prayer evidently that is not so common today. Praying in the Spirit.
所以这一类的，而且这个祷告大概也不是我们常见的，它是在圣灵里面祷告。
And we get a little glimpse of this in Paul's letter to the Ephesians when he talks about putting on the armor of God to pray.
我们记得保罗在以弗所书里面讲到要穿上神所赐的全副军装，在圣灵里面祷告。
And I won't read the whole thing. We're running out of time. But you know this passage of scripture here.
Yeah, 我自己就不全部读了，在以弗所书第六章。
But I'll call your attention to verse 18, where Paul says, "Pray in the Spirit."
这是在以弗所六章十八节说，要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
Praying on all occasions with all kinds of different prayers and requests. This is kind of a spiritual warfare prayer.
而且这里说的是随时多方祷告祈求，这里讲的是属灵的征战。
And the context is very similar to the context of this episode in Mark.
那一段的上下讲的东西很适合用在马可福音这一章这个情况里面。
We could summarize it by saying a sustained, believing, kind of focused kind of prayer in the Spirit.
所以呢，
这是第一。
所以这持续的，要相信的，你还要禁食，禁食是为了你专心。
The kind of prayer that Jesus was known for.
耶稣常常做这样的祷告的。
The kind of prayer that is a way of life.
耶稣的生命就是这样子的。
Especially during times when you encounter spiritual opposition.
尤其是在 你需要这样的祷告，尤其在你生命中碰到属灵的挑战的时候。
The only way you can overcome those dark forces is through that kind of prayer.
你唯一帮你胜过黑暗权势的就是这样子的祷告。
We see in the parallel account in Matthew's Gospel the following.
我们看到马太福音十七章也有类似的记载。
The disciples asked the same question, why couldn't we expel this demon?
门徒在那里在记载也是说，为什么我们赶不出这个鬼。
He said, because whatever faith you had was too little.
耶稣那里说你们的信心小。
Yeah. So once again, it's this too little prayer, too little walking with God by faith. It's too little.
所以你的信心小，你跟谁跟从主的也少，你经历神的也少。
Yeah. But if you have it and you nurture it, even if it's like a little seed, a mustard seed, if you nurture that, he says, you'd be amazed.Of what can happen.
但如果你的信心小，就算小的像一个芥菜种，你如果 nurture 给它营养，照料它，让它成长的话呢，你还是会有成就大事的。
Right. So here's the insights and application. Failure and frustrations in our lives are friends, and they're necessary.
所以我们这段给我们的运用呢，就是说，在你生命中的失败，和沮丧。其实是我们的朋友，我们的生命中必须要经历的过程。
Yeah, we need to go through those things. Secondly, our unbelief and our prayerlessness grieve God. That much is clear.
第二点就是，如果我们不信，或者说我们不祷告的话，会让神忧伤。
Jesus calls us to pray, to be a prayerful people.
耶稣叫我们祷告，叫我们成为一个祷告的人。
Not to be a proud people who kind of depend too much, rely too much on our gifts.Or our past successes.
神不要我们成为一个骄傲的人，我们过往取得一点成就，好，你就躺在那个成就上了哈，就变成一个骄傲的人，而是让我们不断的向主寻求新的。
So if you're looking for a good prayer, think about that Father's prayer.
如果你实在今天还不会祷告，你就学那个父亲的祷告。
Right? This Father's prayer can be our prayer.
那个父亲的祷告可以是我们的祷告。
And if the nine apostles would have prayed.In such an honest and humble way, maybe the result would be different.
我觉得那九个门徒如果像这个父亲这样用一个很诚实的祷告，求神把那鬼赶出去，我觉得他们可能也赶得出去。
So the question is, will we believe?
现在问的就是我们，你相信吗
？Will we live that kind of life where we are looking to God?
我们会不会要过这样的生活？我们就是仰望神呢
？Even in the midst of our doubts.And our questions, and sometimes even unbelief.
即便在我们生活中，即便有信心不足的时候，我们仍要仰望神。
I ask myself that question as well.
我在准备的时候就想，我自己是不是能这样呢
？Will we believe?
我们相信吗
？Let's pray.
我们最后祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We need messages like this from time to time.
我们需要这样的信息，常常对我们诉说。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
We believe, Lord.
主我们相信
help us with our unbelief, Lord.
但我们的信不足求助你帮助我们
Each and every one of us,
我们每一个
for a life of faith,
我们为在座的每一个求我们需要求一个有信仰的生命
A life where our faith is active and living
让我们的生命中充满了我们的信心的行为
We pray that on each and every member of this congregation
我们为着在座的每一位祷告
To live such a life of simpleChildlike faith.
过一个有信心，像一个小孩子一样有单纯信心的生活。
Not depending on ourselves.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
Or our past successes.
也不是靠我们过往取得的任何成就。
But continuing to look to you, simple childlike faith.
我们凭着一个小孩单纯的信心，继续的不断仰望主。
Lord, mustard seed faith.
主啊，赐给我们一个就像即便是芥菜种那么小的信心。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.